I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with your boy Mafia. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Our network website is cbssportsradio.com. We stream the entire network every day, always on that site. Our homepage is onthebenchcbs.com. That's onthebenchcbs.com. We also stream the network on radio.com. We also stream the network on the CBS Sports app on your smartphone for free. Download it. And we're also on Apple Music. Search CBS Sports Radio. The podcast goes up after the show and then the next day on Twitter at onthebenchcbs and at Scott Pharrell. Mafia's following is at On Air Mafia. And then get the I Am Scott Pharrell app, and our Snapchat will resume next week. You follow us there at Pharrell on Bench. It took a massive hit this week, Mafia.
Speaking of the social media followings, anyone who follows the at On The Bench CBS or at Scott Pharrell, because you were tagged in it, could probably check out you in that Mike and the Mad Dog 30 for 30. I put the clip up that I showed you earlier about you when you were young. About a 30-second clip, and you can see Pharrell. First, you see him just visually in it, and then you see him actually going, doing part of the show.
All right, so let me ask you a question. I just told the guys in the other room, in the Spew newsroom, that you have massive juice with the women. Massive juice. Mafia legend at my house. Not only does 34C love him more than me, but her friends sleep with him, too, which is interesting. Wait, are we live? It's great that my wife's friends have relations with Mafia over the years. All of them sleep with him because that's what they should do. And Mafia will help me, like, with my move. So we've moved into the new Pharrella Palatial Part Deux. And Mafia has done 90% of the work. Unloading boxes, setting up electronics, doing the kitchen, doing the heavy lifting, doing the drilling, doing the wiring, he's on the roof, he's in the chimney, he's at the dump, he's making meals, he's fixing everything. I do nothing. And now I know why all the chicks sleep with him. Because he's so nice. And he does so much work. On the other hand, I do nothing. Not only that, I took a nap both days. And when I woke up today, I got up and I sat on my ass on the sofa for another 2 hours.
Only you can get up from a nap and feel like you're going to die.
Well, I had to get the show ready. As you know, clearly, it says here in the corporate byline that there's only one way to pay for everything, and that's for me to come here and do this. Is that not accurate? Is that not what it says right here?
That is accurate, but I was more referring to you feeling like death when you actually, you took a 3-hour nap and felt worse than when you went in there in
well,
the beginning.
Did you see what she did to me on purpose?
Probably on purpose, yeah.
So you were down working and setting up your sex life. I was up sleeping, and she turned off the air conditioning, and I woke up in a pile of sweat.
You did. You were sweatier than someone under the lights in the interrogation room for 12 hours.
Or I was as sweaty as someone on a 3-day Coke bender.
That too.
So I woke up soaking wet, and I was like, what's going on here? I'm soaking wet. She's like, oh, God, I forgot to turn on zone 2. I was like, you miserable. And then I went downstairs. What happened, Mafia? My sink, like, what do you call it? Piping blew? The pipe blew.
Yeah, notice that when you actually were up and doing things, all of a sudden everything started going wrong again.
Right. When you were there, nothing went wrong.
When I was there, I found the lost things. I saved everyone's day. You wake up and all of a sudden things start exploding in the house.
It's true. Like I said, I went and bought lunch for everybody. I did that on the moving day, too. I bought breakfast, lunch, and dinner for those bums. And then 34C ended up getting in a fight with everyone. So, there you go. So, I'm spending my entire weekend, I guess, unpacking and going to the dump. Mafia has accused me as well of illegally dumping, which is a problem for my legal representatives. But I've been known to hit and run, as they like to say, at the dump. The guy will dump things, and he's not putting them in the right place, and I'm just, like, on the move. And then a lot of times I'll crack jokes, and those guys know me, and they love the show, and they're like, what's he doing? Is he unloading paint? So it's a problem. Anyway, it's really not that exciting, is it? So Mafia said to me earlier, he said, can you just for once get through the big stack? Just for once? Because I got, look at this thing. Have you seen this thing? Look at the size of this, Mafia. He's not even looking. He's talking to someone on the phone. Look at that thing. It's like a sandwich.
That's like a double-decker sandwich.
It's like a, look at that thing. It's enormous. So anyway, let's go. We'll start. I have tons of stories. If anything strikes your fancy, call the show. 855-212-4CBS-4227. It's the last hour of the week. Very exciting. So this guy from the this group, this LGBT group, took notice and denounced Floyd's actions, saying they strongly condemn the homophobic slur used by Floyd Mayweather. The response given by Mayweather's representative is equally troubling. If Mayweather truly has the utmost respect for the LGBT community, he would not resort to using slurs and perpetuate the anti-LGBT stigma and hate. The guy goes on to address McGregor's alleged involvement, saying, resorting to homophobic and racial epithets is shameful no matter how or why you use them. What was the, what I want to know is, what exactly did his representative say? I saw it before. What exactly did his representative say? Oh, here you go. The rep says, the reason Floyd called Connor the dreaded homophobic F word is because Connor called Floyd a monkey. Floyd has nothing against gays or lesbians at all. Floyd has them on his staff. Floyd has nothing but the utmost respect for gays and lesbians. Is that like the racial equal to that? The equivalent of saying, I'm not racist. I have all kinds of black friends. Is that what the white guy says that gets everybody mad? Right, Mafia? Isn't that what it is?
Or he says, I'm not racist. I'm black below the belt.
Yeah, well, I mean, Conor McGregor can say whatever he wants. Nothing ever happens. Because he's just a pig to begin with. They're used to him, right? So the monkey comment allegedly happened off mic. Of course it did. Anyway, Floyd crossed the line, much like Connor did, by calling him a F-word during their London news conference. Who's the bigger bigot, Mafia? Floyd or Connor? That's the question of the day.
Well, if you're just going to go numbers, I mean, Floyd using the F word, that has people in every, you know, every nation, every creed, every color. So I guess that makes him bigger, but still, it doesn't matter. Either way, it's you know, the pot calling the kettle black. No pun intended. It's just one guy doing one thing and the other guy doing another, you know, same bad thing, just different person. So neither of them look great in this. As press tour went on and on, both of them looked absolutely terrible.
Here's what Connor said. We're 6 weeks out from the biggest fight in sports history, and I'm 29. 4 years ago, I fought in London at a place called the HMB Forum in front of 500 people. 4 years ago. Now here I am 6 weeks out, about to quadruple my net worth with one half of a fight. I'm in shock every single time I wake up. Half of a fight. Let's get that right. Sign me up. No one is going to kick. No one is going to elbow. And it's against this little brittle-handed bee. Um, Mayweather said, I ain't going to touch you until August 26th. I'll knock you the Pharrell out, punk. Connor said he could have rode off into the sunset at 49-0. Instead, this is the first time in a boxing ring, and in 6 weeks, I run boxing. How the Pharrell did they let me roll up in here? They got greedy. That's Pharrell and how. McGregor on his continued feud with Showtime executive, Steven Espinoza. What's up, Espinoza, you little Pharrell and weasel? If there ever was a guy who looked like a weasel, it's this Pharrell and guy. What are you going to do? You going to stand up and do something? You sit down and shut your Pharrell and mouth. Can you believe that this guy talks to that guy that way? Can you even believe it? Can you even believe it? Seriously, it is the most unbelievable. What a repulsive idiot he is. You can't talk to, you can't bite the hand that feeds you. That's the guy that's going to make him all his money.
Right. Where do you think all the money on your back end's coming from? That guy that you keep smacking in the face, you know, with all the things that you're saying about him on the Never Stop at the Tour. When he didn't even do anything to you. You know, we had B-Cus come on here and say, it was the venue that shut off his mic in L.A. It was not Espinoza. He had nothing to do with it.
It's because he's just a pig. That's why he says what he says.
Right. Focus on the guy you're fighting, not on the guy that's paying you.
So, Mafia, you're a Mets fan. No Tebow call up.
Thank God. That was the thing I was worried about the most. Once he got promoted to high A after doing terrible in, you know, low A, I know now all of a sudden he has an 11-game hit streak, and everyone thinks he's, you know, found his stride and he's going to be the next great thing for the Mets. But I'm glad they're not calling him up, because then again, it would be just like the Jets, where it's just a sideshow, just a circus, all for media attention, and I hated it.
So, but he's actually been playing great lately, right?
Yes, he had a walk-off the other night. You know, I got to give him credit for that, but I love the stat that I saw in one of those articles. I forget who was that had it on Twitter, but he's now hitting 11 straight games.
He never had that.
Never completed 11 straight passes.
Ever. Martavis Bryant wants a man-to-man talk with Big Ben Roethlisberger after the criticism that Bryant has to win everybody's trust back. I feel we need to talk, Bryant said. We should have had a man-to-man. We should still do it, because some of the things he put out there about me, I kind of didn't agree with how he did it. So I want to sit down and hear his own opinion, man-to-man, and about why he did that. It's more than just me. He has to win everybody's trust back, according to Big Ben. I would hope he comes up to me and we go somewhere to talk in private. After that, he has to show his work ethic and by staying clean that he cares, really cares about us. If he does that, it'll be huge. It can really help us. He can be so great. I don't have a problem with what he's saying, Roethlisberger, to a guy that, you know, screwed the team because he did drugs, right? Like, come on, bro.
Have you ever one-on-one with a guy who's never allowed at the facility because he's always suspended?
Yeah. How do you have any trust for a guy that smokes drugs and, like, he wants respect? Stop doing drugs. The biggest question every NFL team must answer in training camp. Here's what I'm going to do with this one, Mafia. I'm going to look for the questions I think that are worth asking. Who will start a quarterback for the Browns? Osweiler or Kaiser or Kessler? So I still think, believe it or not, it's going to be Osweiler. Mafia refusing to answer due to his hectic schedule right now. What will the Steelers' defensive scheme be? Payne, how does that sound? The Bears, where does the production come in the passing game with Mitchell Trubisky? the Packers, how will Mike McCarthy utilize Martellus Bennett? Throw the ball to him. How's that sound? He's 6'6", 280. The Vikings, can the Vikings changes propel Sam Bradford to start him? No, bring on Teddy. Can Bill Belichick keep the team focused? Gee, you think? They win the Super Bowl every year. Cowboys, is the offensive line still the best in the business? It is. Which inside linebackers will emerge from the Redskins? How about, will they give Cousins more money than he's worth again? And keep giving him more money than he's worth. Denver, which quarterback will develop into the leader? In other words, who's getting the job? Lynch or Simeon, which one? Chargers, how will the wide receivers be used? Actually, it should be, how are you playing in front of 27,000 fans and making money? Rams, how much has Jared Goff progressed? He didn't win a game as a starter. Niners, how will the defensive front look? Hopefully better than last year when they couldn't win a game. Colts, when will Andrew Luck be able to throw? Can you even believe we're asking that question? With as much money as that guy makes, it's unbelievable.
As long as he can throw week one, who cares?
Falcons, who will start at right guard? How do you recover from blowing that lead in the Super Bowl? Tampa Bay, who will be the kicker? Who cares? They got an exciting offense. God, you're worried about your kicker? I know that guy's a freak and he's stressful, but who cares? 855-212-4227. The big question tonight, very controversial. Will Ferrell get through the stack? Mafia has bet heavily against that happening. Look at this thing. It's the size of, I mean, it is really the size of Texas, the stack. I don't think I can get through it. But if I see that at the other end of it, I might. Hey, now.
Might rush through it now.
I might rush through it. Mafia and Ferrell hanging out tonight. I'll take your calls on the bench.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, great baseball weekend. Tampa's in L.A., in Anaheim, San Fran, at San Diego, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh, Seattle, on the south side of Chicago, Cleveland's in Oakland, Toronto, and Detroit, Washington, at Cincy, Philly, and Milwaukee. That's just a few of them. Get winners at PharrellOnTheBench.com for all the games. I was on fire tonight. Get the best picks for every game every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. I got top shelf daily fantasy lineups every day. No one touches me in boxing or our MMA snags. Last Friday and Saturday, 7-1 in MMA. All we do is win bets. PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standards in both results and price. We beat everyone everywhere all over the world. Got the best price, bar none. And don't forget, pro football and college football are right around the corner doing push-ups. Sign up today at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. All right, 855-212-4227. Don't forget, Mafia, we're in Vegas. August 28th through September 1st, five shows at the D Casino Hotel downtown on Fremont Street for their fantasy draft blowout. Sign up now, 35 ahead. Luxury private suite for up to 14 people. Draft kit. Big party, cocktail service, food catered by Gold Spike, American Coney Island, Nacho Daddy. Call the D sales department at 702-388-2200, 702-388-2200 for pricing and availability, or email them at sales@thed.com. All right, Kelly in Alabama, you're on the bench.
Yeah, hey, so I know you mentioned college football. So down here, all anybody talks about is Hugh Freeze, and he's such a dirtbag and all that kind of stuff. And I've tried to call Feinbaum and everybody to ask anybody if they realize that the similarities between Freeze and Saban from this past season were that they both had one player suspended, they both had to let go of a coach, and they both had a disassociated booster. The differences between the two is, you know, Freeze has been there for what, like 5 years? Saban's been there 8 years. And over that stretch, Saban's got four or five fired coaches, 20-some-odd players that have admitted they've taken money, and six or seven disassociated boosters. But nobody in the media is talking about that. Everybody wants to crucify Hugh Freeze, and nobody, including the NCAA, is looking at Saban with these kind of numbers, and I don't get it.
Well, I think they're I think they're afraid of him, and I think that he's got so much juice, and I think that they probably do a better job of if they were involved in something. It seems that they might be better at hiding it than, believe it or not, Ole Miss. I mean, maybe the NCAA is out to get Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss for whatever reason, and maybe they're in bed with Nick Saban. They love him because of how much money he makes them. Let's face facts. They're a big business, and he brings them big business, and he's always in that playoff, and he's always in the championship game, it would appear to me. And it's also pretty evident they love him, whether they show it or not, with his – demeanor, the way he is, the way he acts, the way he treats the media, the way he handles his business, without a doubt, the college football season every single year is all about Nick Saban, whether you like it or not. I mean, that's just it. College football is about Nick Saban. That's what it is. And when it's not about him, which is 95% of the time it's about him, the other 5% it's about Urban Meyer, right? Is that about right? And now, actually, it's a little different. It's 80% Saban, 10% Meyer, 10% Harbaugh. Harbaugh gets a lot of attention now at Michigan. That's obvious. George in L.A., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
For real, what's going on, man?
Hey, George.
Good, man. Hey, listen, I'll take a Miller Lite if you don't mind the white bottle. And
I actually have it in cans.
Oh, that'll work. Hey, listen, I don't like Mayweather because he's dodged people for years, and Marciano fought everybody who came in his time. And I just think McGregor is going to screw up and just go crazy. You know, like he's going to slip up and start fighting them and get disqualified the old way.
That might happen. I've said I think he might, fight dirty, headbutts and low blows. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I've seen a lot of that lately. I thought Ward low-blowed Kovalev to death in that fight. I thought the first fight was way better than that second fight with all the low blows. I think anything could happen. I thought, Jeff Horn was headbutting Pacquiao in that fight. So I think one of the ways for McGregor, believe it or not, to win the fight is to fight dirty without elbowing or kicking. He can't bring the MMA into it. But by there's no such thing as, fighting clean in boxing. I mean, headbutts are part of the game and low blows are too. I think he's going to do a little bit of both. I think Conor McGregor will do anything humanly possible in the ring that he can get away with in a boxing match, which is guys get away with low blows and headbutts. That's all there is to it. Unless, you get to the point where you headbutt a guy 3 or 4 times, they're going to take a point away from you. If you low blow a guy enough, they're going to take points away from you. But basically, they let him get away with it for a while in a fight. They'll let it happen a few times. The ref will warn you after about the second time, and if you keep doing it, they'll punish you. But for the most part, they don't do anything. They didn't do anything to Horn with all those headbutts.
Unless you get the right ref, and then you get low blows and win the fight.
Yeah. That's right. Like in the Ward Kovalev, if you get the right ref, you're golden. And then you just win. And everybody
low blows equal knockout.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah, and they just stop the fight right there and hand you the win. Darnold disputes a report about staying at USC. There's been all this talk about Sam Darnold that he's going to stay at USC and not enter the draft next year. He's denying any of that is true. Brittany says she's had discussions to perform at the Super Bowl 52 halftime. I'm all for that, to be honest with you. Mafia thinks she's kind of hot. Says here, Crosby shows no signs of slowing down after his prolific season. Last night, I read a story to you that Phil Kessel was going to probably be traded. And tonight, I like this one better, more positive. Crosby shows no signs of slowing. Jay loves when I talk about the Penguins going for a three-peat in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That was like getting low-blowed right there in the middle of this show, right at the end. A low blow by Pharrell below the belt about Jay's Islanders. The toughest ticket in college football, Georgia at Notre Dame, $500 September 9th. I don't believe that. It's Alabama, Florida State. That also $500 for the cheapest seat in the nosebleeds for the opener. That game is going to be unbelievable week one. Oklahoma at Ohio State, $347. You're going to pay that with Lincoln Riley coaching Oklahoma? Ohio State, Michigan, $300. Penn State, Ohio State, $285. Alabama, Auburn, $222. Oklahoma, Texas, $218. LSU, Alabama, $210. USC at Notre Dame, $210. You can go see Pitt and Penn State for $147.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, it's time to answer the Ask the Pros question of the night brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question is from Michael in Boston. Michael writes, Pharrell, What'd you think of Fat Pablo Sandoval getting designated for assignment by the Red Sox? Well, I mean, the bottom line is $49.5 million left on his deal is the second largest amount of dead money on a contract in baseball history, second only to Josh Hamilton. I mean, limited to 3 games in 2016. He had shoulder surgery. He made a full recovery in time for the start of this season. A right knee sprain sent him back to the DL in late April, forced him to miss all but 2 games in May. And then he finished his Red Sox career with a -2 wins above replacement. He just was terrible. The Red Sox will be on the hook for the remainder of his deal, which includes $18.6 million salaries in 18 and 19, along with $5 million buyout on his club option for 2020. That is insanity that they're going to pay that guy. I mean, here's the thing. If you got a kid, tell him to be a baseball player. I mean, if you really want to go pro in something, be a baseball player. Guaranteed contracts, and you can never play a game and get all your money. Is that not it's just he fleeced them out of all that money. That is crazy, right? $95 million over 5 years. Wow. Can we send Mike a case mafia overnight? Like guaranteed delivery even on a Saturday? A case of absolutely nothing.
You get nothing.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskBros or tweet it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskBros. Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the Pro Parts people are going to help you find the battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. I'm watching this thing on Rod Carew, man. I can't even fathom how, like, you know, he had kidney failure and everything else, right? Just horrible that guy's health got. And how frail and old and sick he looked. Oh, my God. I remember him when he played. He was a great player, man. Rod Carew could flat out play. And, I mean, just seeing him that way, sick, is just crazy how, I mean, it just devoured him. It's unbelievable. It's no joke, man, when you get sick like that. I hope he's all right. Anyway, Ed in Maryland, you're on the bench.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
Great, great, great. I have two things.
All right. First,
how good do you think Bryce Harper is for NL MVP, one? And two, do you think Kirk Cousins will be better in his first season on his next team if and when he leaves the Redskins than he will be in this season with the Redskins?
How much – let me get this straight. How much better will he be if he what? If he leaves?
Yeah, will he be better in his first season with the next team?
I mean,
man, this season.
Listen, he's not bad. What was it, 25-12, I think, were his numbers. Listen, I think a lot of it had to do with what was around him. The teams, he was going for 2 straight playoffs. It wasn't the worst thing I ever saw in my life watching Cousins play for the Redskins. I think he's horribly overpaid. I got to tell you, there's no way I believe that guy's a 22, then 23, then $34 million quarterback if he were to get another tag next year. I just don't believe that he's worth anywhere near any of those numbers. I swear to God, like, I'd say 17, 18 max. I'd just absolutely freak. If he was making 12, I'd be happy. I'd be like, this is fantastic, because that's about what he's worth. I think he's a good quarterback. I definitely don't think he's a great quarterback. That's just me. If he were great, they'd be playing in conference championship games and Super Bowls. And then you'd be making your $23 million. And I'll tell you another thing. People don't like hearing it. I don't think Andrew Luck's worth the money either. Everybody talks about how he's the greatest thing ever and he never wins anything. You got to win. You got to win something huge to get that kind of money in my book. Brady, he's worth every penny. Thanks. And Roethlisberger's worth it. I mean, the guy gets to title games and Super Bowls, playoff games all the time. I mean, you got to be in every time. You got to make the playoffs. You got to, and you got to produce. You got to win. You can't just get there and lose to me. You got to win. So, and what was the other question? Oh, Bryce Harper. I mean, obviously, he's got a shot at it. He's fantastic. Derrick Rose, a second meeting with the Bucks. Wouldn't that be funny if that's where he ended up playing for Jason Kidd? Carolina Hurricanes to be sold to former Texas Rangers owner Chuck Greenberg, allegedly. Here's one. The top 15 NFL players who are tremendously overpaid. Let's just go with the top one. Joe Flacco, $24.5 million. How about Brock Osweiler, $16 million? Cousins, $23.9 million. I told you, he's overpaid. That's just all there is to it. Dez Bryant, $17 million. Muhammad Wilkerson, $18 million. Mike Pouncey of the Dolphins, $8.9 million. Josh Norman of the Redskins, $20 million. I would agree with that, too. It says here, the Nationals, their bullpen will get them one way or another. One way or another, it's going to cost them this season, like it always does. Their bullpen will be the death of them. And the Dodgers, their bullpen will be worn out. Yeah, good luck with that. It's not even worn out at all now. I mean, they're kicking everybody's ass left and right. As for AL MVP, it's got to be Judge to me, Goldschmidt on the National League side, or Harper. So I'm willing. You know, Harper's the Gucci pick. Goldschmidt's the guy nobody knows. What is this about, Mafia? Brandon Marshall, I wouldn't have survived an entire season with the Jets. So what? What's that about? He just...
Yeah, get out of gangrene. Get out of town. Well, not out of town because he went to the Giants.
He went across town.
He had to get off that team because he couldn't survive in that locker room again after all that stuff that went on last year.
Greg and Boise, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, what's up? I'm a high school football coach and a big fan of sports in general. And
right.
I know you're a big MMA guy, so I was curious about your opinion about, you know, the show that Mayweather and... that they've been doing, you know, these press conferences where they're basically, it's like watching two guys at a bus stop arguing that aren't ever going to throw punches, using every name in the book. But it just seems so classless that what at one point had kind of a intriguing factor to it, like it might be a good fight to watch, has just kind of turned into this circus event that's really kind of disgusted me about the current state of sports. And I was just curious to your opinion on it.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think this whole thing has turned into racism and homophobia and vulgarities and profanities and hate mongering and just two guys being idiots. I think it showed who they really are. All, you know, that's the thing. You expose people enough and put them on TV enough. And if they're on all the time, like these guys were for four straight days for hours at a time, you're going to find out who they are. And I think what you saw there was, McGregor's a racist and Mayweather's a homophobe and they are both classless and they just have too much time on their hands and one has way too much money and the other one thinks he's got a lot of money. There's a big difference between thinking you have a lot of money and acting like you have a lot of money or actually having a lot of money. I love this story about Doc Rivers. What is it, Mafia? He doesn't work hard? Is that what they're saying?
Apparently.
That's not the only thing that's been written about him. That the relationship between Rivers and Paul deteriorated in part because of lack of accountability. Within the organization, at some point, a team stops believing it can win. Players get tired of each other and yearn to try new things. Where have we heard that before, Mafia? Anyway. Bakes in Pittsburgh on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, shake it up.
Oh, shake it up.
My man, watch out, listener, man. Pour me a cocktail because I'm going to ask you a big question.
Can we get him a beverage? There you go.
Mafia, where is he at? Yeah.
He's right there.
Scotty, Pirates, 7.5 out, only about 1.5 games out of the Cubs. Are we buying or selling? What's going on with our Pirates?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they sold. I've said that at great length, that they'll be sellers. people say, well, for what? I mean, it depends if they sell Garrett Cole, if they sell Kutch. I mean, bottom line is they're not winning. They're not going to the playoffs. They're not doing anything with that seven games, whatever the hell you said it is. They're just not that good. It was good to see Bell hit one out tonight to win the game for them. I want to see how they do against St. Louis this weekend. I've been hearing they're going to trade Kutch for years. Garrett Cole, he's got years left on his deal. My guess is because teams are fooled into believing that he's some kind of mega ace, that he'd be worth a lot. I'm not sure how much, let's say, per se, the Yankees would give for Cole. But right now, they'd probably give a lot more for him if they're losing Pineda to Tommy John surgery. So let's see how that all plays out. By the way, the A's ended up winning that game over the Tribe 5-0. The Rays in 10 beat the Angels in Anaheim 2-1. And Trout came back. He went 1-for-5 with a stolen base. The Giants ended up holding off the Padres 5-4. Mafia, I'll spend the entire weekend unpacking and going to the dump. It looks like basketball is out. It's unbelievable. Although we do have back-to-backs Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be live all next week, per usual, at 10 p.m. Eastern. Get the I Am Scott Farrell app for free in the App Store. The podcast will be up on Twitter at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Farrell. And go look at that old clip of me on the 30 for 30 on Mad Dog, Mike and a Mad Dog. You can see an old shot of me doing the show from like 23 years ago. Have a great weekend. Good job, Moff. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.